Mark Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that marvelous and glorious, matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6:33-35. How wonderful to know the truth and to know the Lord Jesus, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. Well, here in Romans chapter 5, where we are, we're continuing in our study of these wonderful truths that the Apostle Paul has been sharing with us. And in Romans 5, chapter 12, we read how that man got into the condition that he's in today. Wherefore, as by one man, which was the first man, Adam, sin entered into the world. God holds man accountable for sin, not woman. The Bible makes it clear that Eve was deceived, but Adam was not deceived. Eve was completely fooled by Satan and his deceptive lies, but Adam knew full well he was doing wrong, and he deliberately disobeyed God, and thus by one man sin entered into the world, and death came by sin. For the wages of sin, the penalty of sin, is death. And thus death passed upon all men, beloved, for that all have sinned. We're all guilty because we were born with that Adamic nature, that sin nature. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed or charged when there is no law. Nevertheless, though there was no law, the law teaches us what sin is. And though the law was not given until Moses, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Now, Adam's transgression was disobeying God and not doing what God told him to do. God told him he could eat of every tree of the knowledge or every tree of the garden except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He was not to eat of that particular tree, and yet he deliberately disobeyed God. And so men that live from Adam to Moses may not have sinned the way that Adam did, but they had that sinful nature, and their body had the penalty of sin upon it, because the wages of sin is death. And so we see that they were under the penalty of death because of sin. Adam was a figure now. I want you to notice that. Who is the figure of him that was to come? If you'll go with me again quickly to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. There we see about the one who was to come that Adam was a type and a figure of. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we read these words concerning the resurrection. Verse 42, for so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, the body he's speaking of, and it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. Now he's speaking about the body of believers. It is sown in dishonor, verse 43, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening or life-giving spirit. Now, who is this second Adam? Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy, and as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. And then Paul goes on to show us that mystery and to explain to us the wonderful revelation that we who have believed in Jesus will be given glorified bodies, the kind of body Jesus had when he arose from the grave, a body that had none of the effects of sin upon it, a body that was able to pass through stone, for he was already gone from the grave when the angels rolled the stone away. Jesus had already come forth. A glorified body that's able to be transported from one place to another in an instant of time. A glorified body that's still able to eat, even as Jesus ate fish and honeycomb there in the upper room. A glorified body that is beyond anything that you or I can imagine. That is incorruptible, that is undefiled, that will not fade away, that will endure for all eternity. Oh yes, beloved, all of that's just a little bit of what is going to be ours through the second Adam. The first Adam led the human race into sin. The second Adam came to deliver the human race from sin. And so we read back in Romans chapter 5 and verse 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. Now notice, here is a free gift that is offered, not as the offense, that is the disobedience and the sin and the rebellion against God. It's not because of that. So also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be made dead, many died, we all have the penalty of death because of Adam and his disobedience, and now because of our rebellion and our sin. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God, and here's that glorious word, grace again, God's undeserved favor, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace. God, in His love toward you and me, has offered to us a gift by His unmerited favor. Favor that we do not deserve, but He loves us. Oh, the wonder of such a thought, that He loves me, reminding me of a song, He loves me. He loves me. Oh, the wonder of such a thought that He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. I do not deserve it, but I'm so glad that He loves me. Oh, beloved, He does. The wonderful love of God. He loves me. Praise His wonderful name. And not so as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift of God, the gift by grace, which is by one man, verse 15, Jesus Christ hath abounded unto many. This gift of love through the Lord Jesus Christ, as by one man many died, much more by the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. O beloved, the free gift covered many offenses. The free gift covered all sin unto justifying and declaring us to be without sin. O hallelujah! What a Savior who can take a poor lost sinner, lift him from the miry clay, and set him free. Hallelujah! I will ever tell the story shouting, glory, glory, glory! Hallelujah! Jesus ransomed me. Oh, yes, praise His holy name. He saved my soul. He lifted me from the miry clay of sin. He redeemed me with His precious blood. He made me a new creature. Old things passed away, and all things have become new. By the free gift, so many of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more. Here's another much more. Oh, beloved, you need to mark the much mores in your Bible, because there's so much more that we receive through Jesus Christ. There's so much more that comes ours through faith in Christ. We're not just delivered from hell, but, beloved, we're delivered unto eternal life, a glorious life, a rich life, a life of abundance, a life of fullness, a life of overcoming, a life of being made more than a conqueror, so that we do not have to live under the control and dominion of sin, as Paul's going to show us in the next few scriptures that are before us. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to know Jesus! But if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace. Oh, beloved, we don't just get grace from God, His undeserved favor. We get much abundance of grace, far more than we could possibly begin to appreciate and fully understand. The abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Beloved, we can rule and reign now, victorious over death, hell, and sin. We do not have to live in fear of death. We do not have to be afraid. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The best is yet to come. Live and reign now in life to the glory of Jesus Christ. Do not let sin have any control or dominion over you. Through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, live to the glory of God. Till next time, goodbye.